Now notice one of the other benefits of the use of antibiotics. Fewer side effects than some of the alternative treatments. Why don't we go with the safer, more effective, more convenient? More convenient in the sense that if we're having to deal with worse side effects, you can best believe they're going to be more inconvenience. Why do we insist on making things more difficult for ourselves? People not able to take the antibiotics that will effectively knock out or preferably prevent infection when in trouble. People with these infections often have to stay in the hospital longer and need more visits from the doctor. I told you, more inconvenience. And I know a lot of people think, oh man, in the hospital, and you kind of imagine yourself in the hospital bed with the TV in your room, your food being, each meal being brought to you, and you're thinking about, man, how chill it's going to be. You get to just chill for several days. It's not like that. You talk with people who have been in that hospital for a while. It is not like that. They'll tell you about people coming in, doing what they need to do, taking care of their business, taking care of you, often in the process, waking you up when you're trying to sleep, especially during the night. It's not the most pleasant place. Now, it's necessary. Hospitals are good. Medical professionals are great. I'm glad we have them. I'm just saying that is not a time of chilling that you may think it would be. So it does become a greater inconvenience. You're lying there often, exposed when you don't want to be. We make things more difficult for ourselves, right? Let's stop doing that. So they're looking at ways to help us again by making the antibiotics stronger. The chemistry of the new method came from a previous discovery that the amino acid selenocysteine can act as what they call a handle for attaching small molecule drugs like vancomycin to small proteins called antimicrobial peptides. Antimicrobial, the beaters uppers of the microbes. And these form part of the immune defenses of most organisms. These antimicrobial peptides form part of the immune defenses of most organisms. When they used the method to attach the peptides to vancomycin, the scientists found that they consistently attached to the same place on the antibiotic, producing molecules that were chemically identical. Existing approaches to making such molecules wouldn't be able to achieve that kind of purity, and they'd need more than a dozen steps to prepare vancomycin for attaching to peptides. So the researchers tested several conjugates of vancomycin paired with various different antimicrobial peptides, including one called dermaseptin. The test showed that combining vancomycin with dermaseptin made the antibiotic 5 times more potent against the infectious bacterium Enterococcus faecalis. Now, check this out. It didn't just make the antibiotic 5 times more potent. It made it 5 times more potent against the enemy. E. faecalis is a strain of Enterococcus, which is a genus of bacteria that has emerged as an important cause of infection in healthcare settings. Now, that's the part that I didn't want to tell you. Well, I had mixed feelings about it. I did not want to tell you about this part, and I did want to tell you about it. The fact that, and the experts, the healthcare experts will tell you this, whether they be nurses, doctors, you name it. Very often, people get sick while they're in the hospital, or they get sicker while in the hospital. Why? Because there's stuff moving around in the hospital, and I do mean literally moving around in the hospital, that infects them. They may go in with one issue And they may develop one or two other issues while in the hospital, often because of infection. And so again, this E. fecalis, which is a strain of Enterococcus, is a genus of bacteria that has emerged as an important cause of infection in healthcare settings. Urinary tract infections are the most common types of infection that these bacteria cause. And the rapid rise of their resistance to vancomycin has been a particular worry to medical professionals. In addition, the team found that vancomycin combined with another antimicrobial peptide called RP1, that's RP as in pumpernickel, RP1 killed another bacteria. Acinetobacter baumannii, against which vancomycin alone has no effect. The vancomycin alone cannot deal with this Acinetobacter baumannii, but you've combine that vancomycin with that antimicrobial peptide that they call RP1, knocks that AB out. Because here's the thing, the A. baumannii is also highly drug resistant, and it is a frequent cause of healthcare associated infections. Can you imagine that? You're in the hospital to receive healthcare. And while you're in the process of receiving health care, and very often, very good health care, you develop a health care associated infection. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop making this matter more difficult than it needs to be. Tests with 30 other molecules, including resveratrol and serotonin, suggest that the approach can easily link peptides to practically any organic molecule that has the right kind of what they call electron-rich ring. However, the researchers also point out that they did not test the safety of the modified drugs. And so again, that takes us back to what I was saying before. They knew that those antibiotics were not only effective, but they were safe. They've been tested and proven. And then we Homo sapiens weakened the antibiotics compared to the strength of the germs and bacteria. So now they're having to work to get this matter resolved. Let's help them, seriously. Let's help them. The researchers suggest that their method could apply to other drugs. For example, when it comes to attaching antibodies to anti-cancer drugs so that they reach particular targets without harming healthy tissue. That's an issue. Very often, cancer drugs destroy good tissue in addition to destroying the bad enemies in our bodies. Right now, the authors have concluded that their chemistry will be a valuable bioconjugation technique for the community and may lead to the generation of therapeutic conjugate molecules, some antibiotics strengthened, empowered antibiotics that can again beat up on the enemies. Till next time.